The Magic Door from the Kangas has had some sort of year with the boys in the Royal Blue and White Stripes, and he's also leveraged that into a very nice position as the ambassador for the MotoGP coming up at Phillip Island next weekend. He joins us on the program. Good morning, Madge.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going very well. Thank you, buddy. How did this come about, and what's the background with you and motorcycle racing?
To be honest, it came through my management company. It's probably the first time I'm really getting familiar with the sport. But, yeah, it's on from the 26th to the 28th of October down at Phillip Island. So I'm just promoting the event. So, yeah.
Now, I'm a big Mark Marquez sort of fan. I'm a little bit into the MotoGP, Magic. I don't mind watching it. Not certainly a connoisseur of any stretch of the imagination. But I quite like the racing of the MotoGP. Are you a motorsport man in general?
I don't mind the F1 when it comes to Melbourne. I keep a close eye onto it. But probably the only time I ever kept a real interest on MotoGP was when Casey Stoner was around. But once he's retired, I haven't really had much to do with it, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure you'll love being down there for the island. It's a fantastic weekend, and you can check out more at motogp.com.au. Kids under 14 are free, by the way, Cheryl. You can take your kids down there and have a ripping weekend. You get the tents and the camping set up. You'll love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it does sound like a great event. I've never been before, but maybe I need to look into that.
Get yourself down there. Now, Madge, on the footy matters, the wash-up from the season with the Kangaroos, you've had a huge impact yourself and the way you were able to perform throughout the year. What does it do for your projections about what you should be doing next year in 2019?
I guess what it means for me is just having a really clear pre-season going into 2019. I know what my position looks like. I know what I need to do. I understand now our defense structures and how some of my teammates play. I guess the last sort of 8 weeks of the season, I felt really comfortable playing down back, and guys were able to back me in. And I guess I'll be looking to play from right from the start, and not sort of wait and see how I go. Looking to contribute to the team straight away. So. No, I'm really excited about that.
I would imagine that you wouldn't really be wanting a break because you were so good in that second half of the year. The momentum that you were building, you would want to have just kept playing.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to play some finals footy. I speak about the continuity. That's what I had this year. String some games together, and I look really comfortable towards the back end of the year. And it was just really disappointing. Couldn't quite make it, but I guess that's the exciting part for next year. I think the boys at the footy club traded really well, got some good talent in, and hopefully that can take us to the next step. So should be a good season next year.
Magic, I wanted to ask you about soccer just for a second. No doubt you saw Awa Mabel and Thomas Deng make their debut for the Socceroos just recently. Two boys who are from families who have immigrated from Sudan. Is that something that really resonates with you? Are you really looking to those guys and seeing what an incredible achievement that is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, only playing footy, I mean, it's fantastic, but for them, they, Aweir and Thomas in particular, I've met those guys. I've met Thomas before, and I've had a bit to do with Thomas. He plays at Victory. Making the national squad and then playing for your country is a great achievement in itself. But then the other great thing about it is, he's a fellow countryman, and I guess the more South Sudanese sportsmen and sportswomen that we can get out there. It just makes it really easy for our community and the kids that look up to us. They can see who they want to be. And, it's a fantastic story, and I think one that should be really shared and told more often. So.
Well, we'll get those sort of performances. It certainly will be, and it will certainly highlight how important the multicultural integration and diversity within our sports teams will be. Imagine, it's great to see them perform like that. Great to see you perform like you did this year with the Kangaroos, and looking forward to seeing another excellent year in 2019. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you.